الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the attitude and the behavior of the Yahud towards Islam and the Kitab, the Qur'an, and towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions in this verse something that pertains to their way of how they looked at the Qur'an and how they looked at the Sunnah. In order for us to take heed and to benefit from this, that we also shouldn't do the same towards our kitab and towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't behave the same as they have behaved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not seen those who were given a portion, a share of the kitab? In other words, Allah is referring to the Yahud in this verse, that they were also given a share of the kitab. يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ. But what did they do with this kitab? يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ. They would purchase misguidance. In other words, in the kitab, it was explicitly and clearly mentioned that the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to happen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to come one day. And this is the sifa, this is the description given for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when he arrives and when he comes to this dunya, then you bring iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what did they do? They distorted this and they changed the words and they changed and they distorted the words in their kitab in order to interpret the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their whims, fancies and desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is actually dalala, yashtaruna dalala. What are you doing now? You are in actual fact purchasing misguidance. Here the guidance is here for you, but you are changing that and you are taking dalala in place of that. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّ السَّبِيلِ. And they are not content and happy that they are misguided, that they are the ones who are misguided only. Rather, they want you to also stray from the right path. They want you to also lose your way. And Quran also talks about this in another place. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. That Ahl al-Kitab, what do they desire? What do they wish? Like the Yahud and Nasara, what do they desire? Allah says, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ. If they could turn you back into kufar. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. They know you have brought iman, but now they also want you to be in the same boat as they are in, that is kufar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't worry about them, don't be bothered about them, because Allah knows best of who your enemies are. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِعَدَائِكُمْ. Don't fall for their tricks and their plots in any way. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَّا. Allah says Allah is sufficient as a guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a patron. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as an assistant. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. In other words, when war breaks out, when there is war, when there is harb, then remember that in this makan, in this place also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you and Allah will assist you against the kuffar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, Allah gives the description now what they do. So Allah says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Who am I referring to in this verse? First Allah says, have you not seen those who were given the kitab? يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَ. They purchased this misguidance. Allah is telling us that don't do the same with your kitab. Yeah, don't misinterpret this book. Yeah, interpret the book as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the book or the message to be interpreted, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants this and his sunnah to be interpreted. Interpret it the same way. But don't do what the Yahud did and changed everything. Now Allah explains how they would change. So Allah says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Who am I referring to? Allah says, namely the Hadu, those who are Yahud. Hadu means the Yahud, those who were the Jews. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِ. They distort the word, they change the word from its مَوَاضِعِ, from its places in the way in the kitab. وَيَقُولُونَ. And then they say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Then, O Muhammad, we heard what you say. And then they say, عَصَيْنَا. And we have disobeyed. We have disobeyed you. In other words, we have not listened to what you have said. وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعْ. And then they tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that listen to what we have to say. غَيْرَ مُسْمَعْ. But may you not be heard. So in other words, here this is more like invoking a curse against Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you must never be heard by anyone. وَرَاعِنَا. layyan bi alsinatihim wa ta'nan fi ad-din. And then they would use this word ra'ina. We look at this word ra'ina. Once upon a time in the beginning days of Islam, the sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, so they would tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'ina. Ra'ina in Arabic means unzurna. It means listen to us, consider us, hear what we have to say, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen. So this was a word of rifq. It denotes like politeness, etc., in the way you ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen to you. But here the Yahud, they meant something otherwise, because the Yahud in their language, this was more of a word that was used as a word of insult and to curse somebody. So they would say the same word. Initially, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would say this word, so they, of course, this was the Arabic word. Sahaba radiallahu anhum intended that, oh, Rasulullah, consider us, our message, and listen to us in a polite way. But the Yahud, when they heard the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, they first would say it very softly, because they were swearing and cursing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when they heard the Sahaba saying this thing aloud, then they would also say it aloud in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would laugh amongst themselves. They would make mockery and fun of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would say, ra'ina, ra'ina. But this was a word of insult against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Layyan, that's why Quran says, twisting their tongues. In other words, they're meaning something totally different here. Wata'anan fi deen, and they're also insulting and finding fault now in deen. How are they finding fault in deen by using this word? Tafsir explains, they would say amongst themselves that لو كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان محمد النبي, if Nabi Salim was really a messenger and a Nabi sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then most definitely لا أعلمه الله تعالى بما نقول, Allah would have definitely informed him of what we're saying. But yeah, he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know what we are intending. And Quran was then revealed here to tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that definitely they mean something otherwise. وَرَاعِنَا, this is what they are saying. لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ. Now Allah says, if only they said the following, how nice, how good, how better, how good it would have been for them. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. If only they said, we heard you, O Muhammad, وَأَطَعْنَا, and we have obeyed your message. وَاسْمَعْ, and listen, O Muhammad, وَانْظُرْنَا, in place of رَاعِنَا, and now listen to us, keep us in mind. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمْ. This would have been way far better for them, and most proper and straight. وَلَكِنْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. But Allah says, the reality is such that I've already cursed them and I have banished them from my mercy on account of the kufr. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They will never bring iman except a little. In other words, some of them bring iman after a while Allah gives hidayah, or it could mean that when they bring iman in the kitab, it means they do not bring iman in everything of the kitab. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you enter Islam, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter Islam accepting everything in Islam, not just part of deen, choosing what you want to choose and leaving out what you want to leave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us proper and true Muslims and give us istiqamah on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.